Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life. This is Paul.
And this is Jeannie. We're very happy you're with us.
Yes, we are, because we're still hot on the trail of Jacob.
Right.
And what a life this guy has had. And wow. And I know, Jeannie, that you wanted to recap some things from last time.
Yeah, we ended with, well, we know Jacob slept on that hard rock and had that great dream. And he saw the angels going up and down the ladder, and the Lord was standing up in heaven. And then we transitioned over to Jesus meeting Nathanael for the first time.
Right.
And, you know, I love it. And whenever Jesus refers back to the Old Testament, he does it several times. He did it with Queen Sheba, remember?
People
wonder, was she really there? Or he refers to Noah's Ark. He refers to Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, it's a validation that these are true events that happened. They weren't just stories in the Bible. And so these were real people, real events that happened. And so Jesus mentions Jacob's ladder to Nathanael, and we kind of mentioned that a little bit last time.
Yes.
And so it isn't just a dream that Jacob had, you know, because someone could say, oh, I just have this vision, and, you know, you don't know if it's really based on reality, if it's just a vision of thoughts. And this is reality. Jesus mentions it to Nathanael that you're going to see the heavens open, and you're going to see the angels going up and down as messengers, and they're going to be coming down on the Son of Man, which is him.
Right.
And so he's telling Nathanael that. So I just think that's cool to know that this, it's not just a dream. It's actually a reality that these angels are working behind the scenes, and that he's telling Nathanael, you're going to see this someday.
Gives us some hope too, and are being ministered to by angels as we pray and as we do things for the Lord. We got some backup.
Right. And like you said the other day, the angels ministered to Jesus many times in the scriptures when he was going through temptation out in the desert. They came, and when it's over with, they came and ministered to him with food and water.
Right.
When he was in praying in Gethsemane, he was under such, you know, oh, he was so distressed and sweating blood coming out of his veins because he was so stressed. And the angels came and ministered to him as well. So that happens. You know, it was happening to the Lord in those instances, but it happens to people across the world, I'm sure, have had angels come and visit them and minister to them. And they probably weren't even aware that it was an angel.
Right.
We just had our granddaughter be in an accident. And remember, Jenna was saying that she was so disoriented that when she got out of the car, she doesn't even know how she got to the curb. And the man named, was his name Steve?
Oh, I'm not remembering right now.
I think it was Steve. But all she knows is that she was sitting on the curb. He gave her some water, and then he was just gone, you know.
Right.
So we're convinced it was an angel, or God was using a person to be like an angel to minister to her at that moment. So so that was one of the emphases I wanted to recap on. And the other thing was, we talked about last time, and this situation where Philip brings Nathanael to meet Jesus for the first time. And we mentioned that Jesus had said, I saw you under the under the fig tree. And Nathanael was like, you are the Messiah. And then Jesus kind of almost laughs and says, well, if that impresses you, someday you're going to see the angels going up and down. So we were talking about a little bit more about it. It wasn't just that Jesus saw him sitting under a tree, that there was something intense going on with Nathanael while he was sitting under that tree. Maybe it was his particular tree that he went to sit and pray, you know, that it was just his special spot.
Maybe there was some particular drama or circumstance going on in his life where he was really seeking God.
Yeah, right. You know who does a really good job with this is the series Chosen. And if those of you listening haven't listened to those, I would really encourage you to start. There's three episodes now. I mean, three seasons, and then it's got I don't know how many episodes, like eight each one. But in episode two, season two, episode two, if you are listening to Chosen, drop in on that particular episode in season two, and it shows this whole scene of Nathaniel being under the tree and then him coming to meet Jesus. It's really dramatic. It really touched my heart. So again, the Lord is there with us whether we know it or not, and hears our prayers, and how sweet it is when he points out to us that I saw you and I was with you. I remember way back when we were dating years ago, and it was 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you were ministering to, praying for a gal in our church. She was very sad and depressed, and you had told her, you know what, I really see the Lord telling you that he saw you when you were sitting on the edge of your bed this morning. You were crying, and you were really distressed, and you were so bad off you didn't even know what socks to pick to put on. And you were telling the Lord, I don't even know what socks to wear. And your feet were dangling from the bed. And then she really started crying, because that is what happened to her that morning.
Yeah,
she had been crying and overwhelmed, and the Lord just was letting you see God's heart on that he did notice her when he was there.
The Lord is very compassionate, and so many times in the Gospels you'll see Jesus, we're told, is filled with compassion. And I think that the miracles that he did, so many of them were done just based on compassion. He has a way of seeing who it is that has the greatest need. And not just the greatest need, but is willing to be totally honest about what they need from the Lord. And he sees that. He sees you. He knows what you're going through. And he responds out of compassion. I don't know. Have we talked about my definition of compassion? To me, the definition of compassion, and you're welcome to please write in and let me know if you have a better definition of compassion. But for me, compassion is to have your heart in my heart, where that connection is strong enough that you just really are feeling what the person is feeling. I think it goes beyond empathy with the Lord, because imagine the Lord having your heart in his heart, and then him responding to that and answering it and bringing you through whatever trouble that you're in. The Lord has compassionate. He is compassionate towards you. And that just is, for me personally, that's just, you know, it lets you know you're not alone. It lets you know that God feels what you feel and is willing to step in and to help you out.
That's wonderful. It's very comforting. So I don't know how much time we have left, but moving forward with Jacob. Jacob makes it to his uncle Laban's place.
Uh-huh.
He has nothing with him. He just shows up and he starts working his uncle's ranch, falls in love. And the uncle is a conniver. And Jacob's met his match. And he tricks him and deceives him. And so he ends up working there longer than he had anticipated, and it was over 14 years that he was there.
That's right.
And in the meantime, he was married, and he was the livestock that he was working with. They just, the numbers just grew and grew and grew until the point where Laban got jealous, and Jacob felt a need to run away. So on the run again, he is running away from his uncle with his possessions and family, and that's where we'll start next episode.
Okay, let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for this time and for your compassionate heart towards us. I pray that you bless each listener, Lord, and speak to their hearts today. Let them know your great love for them. You're good, Lord. All your ways are good. We pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name. Everyone says,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We'll see you soon.